Ladies and gentlemen, we're backstage at the world-famous Apollo Theater with the legendary Temptations getting ready to hit stage shortly, but I'm with the man that makes it all happen. The only last original living Temptation, Mr. Big O himself, Otis Williams. How you doing, Doc?
Oh, I'm fine, and how are you?
Hey, can't complain. I'm standing in front of you.
Oh, hey, as long as you're above ground, that's good.
That's good. Waking up every day is a blessing.
That's right.
You been?
Oh, I'm fine. God's been blessing me.
Well, we got you here at the world-famous Apollo Theater tonight for the Is it the Motown Christmas show or just the Temptations Christmas show?
I think it's just Temptations Christmas show.
Right?
Yeah, it's like coming back home. I haven't been here in a while, but, you know, we used to play here about 4 or 5 times a year.
Amen.
So it's like coming back home.
Well, we haven't seen you perform in a while, so am I in store for a treat or what?
I think so. We're going to do some Christmas stuff and in-between stuff all the way up to closing up with Christmas stuff.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. See, you got all the fellas in. Mr. Terry Meeks, Bo is here.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Tyson's around and Harry's around.
Yeah.
Talking around. I want to know, what am I doing? Don't talk around Big O like that, he said.
Oh, well, that's Ron. You can grab him.
Ron, come on over here, Mr. Tyson.
All right.
How you doing, Ron? Ron here at 90.3 FM. Welcome you to the Love Zone and to the world-famous Apollo Theater.
Glad to be here.
Welcome back to New York City, and we're getting ready for the Christmas segment. You guys getting ready to lay on them. Big O done told me that I'm going to do some of the old, some of the Christmas, and some of the new.
That's right.
A little bit of it all.
A little bit of it all.
Now tell me, Ron, you getting ready to hit the big 20-year mark as a Temptation.
And I'm only 19.
And you're only 19. tell me. How do you feel, man?
Hey, man, wonderful. Wonderful feeling being here, being able to be with O. Still standing, he's still holding the fort down. So,
amen.
I'm glad to be a part of it.
Now, since I have you here, I have a lot of fans that comes to me. They're hitting you on your website, RonTyson.com. How you feel about that?
Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful.
Enjoying
good feeling.
Good feedback.
Good feedback, yeah.
Amen. What would you like to say to all your listeners who are listening to us right now?
Well, we appreciate everybody standing by us and being in the Temptations Corner for 41 years. And we're truly blessed to have fans to stick with us that long, and we hope that we can just continue to put out good music that they will enjoy for as long as the horse got hair on his back.
All right. Couldn't have said that no better. Got Terry Weeks over here. What's going on, Doc? Welcome to New York City.
Thank you, sir.
The world famous Apollo Theater.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the flight back down here.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, tonight is a special night. You back home in Harlem here. All of my Love Zone listeners, what would you like to say to them?
I'd like to thank them for continuing their support of us, the group, and being accepting myself and all the new members. And we got to take this Temptation legacy and continue to move it on in the year 2003, 2004, 2005. For as long as they want to hear, we're going to give it to them.
Amen. That's, you said what's important, keeping the legacy going on.
Absolutely.
Now tell me, for you being one of the new guys, you know, you've got your time in now. How do it feel being a Temptation?
You know, I find myself saying they, referring to them, because I've been a fan, and I would have been happy being a fan forever. But given the opportunity to be on stage with such talent as these guys have, it's a great opportunity for me, and it's a great challenge. And I take the legacy that the original five placed out there. You know, I respect it, and I challenge myself to go on in my name and in their name and preserve this for as long as we can.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a pleasure having you with us right here on 90.3 FM. I'm going to let you go get changed and get ready.
Looking forward to it.
I'm going to be out there watching you do your thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Terry. Got the man over here in the corner. Mr. Barrington.
How you doing, my brother?
Welcome to New York City. Thank you, man. It's a pleasure to be here with you right here on 90.3 FM with the Love Zone. What would you like to say to some of your fans out there?
Oh, I would just like to say, give my warmest greeting and happy holidays. I'd like to wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year's, and all that good stuff, and good health and prosperity. And I'd like to say that I hope that, you know, that peace and everything is restored here in the USA.
Now, you know, I asked Terry, because you two being not actually new, but one of the newer ones, how do it feel, man, waking up every morning and knowing you're a Temptation?
Oh, I mean, it's an honor. It's it's like, you know, it's a dream come true. I mean, I can remember vicariously watching, you know, this group through the ages, and, you know, with the you know, with the charisma and you know, with the legendary status. And it's like, you know, I always kind of envisioned it, and it finally, you know, came to pass, finally manifested.
Dream came true.
Yeah, amen. Praise God.
But before we let you go, what would you be your final words to say to 90.3 FM listeners just listening tonight?
Oh, well, I would like to just say thank you for all the support throughout the years. We'll be going back and working on a new project, and we'd like to just ask for everybody to just give us continued support, and we're going to continue to do our best to, you know, preserve the group and to and generate good music.
Amen. That's the man, Mr. Barrington himself. You're going to get dressed, man. We'll see you on stage. God bless you. Once again, New York City, we're backstage at the world-famous Apollo Theater with the legendary Temptations, and I got their bass singer sitting to my right here, Mr. Harry Barry. How you doing, Doc?
My man, the voice.
Welcome to the world-famous Apollo Theater.
Oh, man, this is like history in the making, boy. In fact, I got a little nervous as if we were going in front of TV cameras or something.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here in New York City, and we know you're getting ready to go on, and Otis and told me you guys are going to take us back down memory lane and then go into the Christmas carols.
Got some choicy Christmas stuff we're going to do. You know, we got to do all these, the perennial favorites like My Girl and Ball of Confusion, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And it's just an honor to be a part of a musical legacy like the Temptations, man. And a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Yes, sir.
And tell me, I mean, how do you feel when you wake up every morning? There ain't no doubt about it. You are a temptation.
You know, I've heard a lot of guys say, man, or even brothers say, man, they would love to be a temptation for a day. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we did a show for the Black Lawyers Convention a few years back in Memphis, and Johnny Cochran has made that statement several times, understand it. He would love to be a temptation if he wasn't a lawyer or attorney. But it's hard work, man. You know, it's a blessing, but it's also hard work.
Well, now that you mentioned the hard work, you know, a lot of up-and-coming artists, they look at you guys on stage and think it's just easy. Like, oh, that's easy, I can do that, you know. What kind of preparation do you have to go through before a show to get ready to go out there and perform?
You know, probably what we do as a group is, it's almost like being in an NBA team or NFL team. You got to get yourself kind of charged up. And not only that, you got to get yourself mentally charged up for regardless of what's going on in your life or, you know, whatever problems you have, because, you know, people pay money to see us. And we have to go out there and make people smile. But, you know, within ourselves, we may not be happy within ourselves, but it's a release, man. It's the adrenaline rush you get when you see the people up there giving it back to you, really.
That smile on their face.
Yes, sir.
Then you know you're doing your job.
That's right.
Even when you don't feel like it sometimes.
That's right. And, you know, being in a group of this magnitude, man, we sacrifice a lot of being on the road so much, man. Simple things like coming home to your significant other or your kids. And, like, for myself, man, I got 5 kids and 12 grandkids.
Man,
and I would love to have them here right now, man.
Right.
All my family.
Especially during the Christmas.
Apollo Theater?
See,
yes, sir.
You're the first one to give me that look like that when you said the Apollo Theater.
This ain't no joke.
Feeling it like I do.
Well, you know, I got a little history on being in the music industry. I worked here in the early 70s with a group called The Futures out of Philly International. And we opened the show for the Spinners and the OJs.
Okay.
And this is when there was the original 3 OJs. And man, that was an experience in itself, man. You get nervous in the wings, just waiting to go on, man. Really.
Well, man, I want to congratulate you on your time there. And we're gonna let you go get dressed and get ready for New York City, because they're going to be looking at you. You know,
yes, sir.
Apollo, it's the hardest place to perform.
All right.
My Barry, 90.3 FM.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas. All right, we're backstage at the world-famous Apollo Theater with my man, Mr. Al McKenzie.
Voice.
Music director.
Yeah, how you feeling, man?
How you doing, Doc?
Oh, great, man.
Welcome to the Big Apple.
Oh, man, it's good to be here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I heard you pumping me out.
Oh, yeah, we playing you.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate you.
We're the only one playing.
Hey.
Making you number one.
You know what? I'm number one with you, so I'm straight.
Amen.
If nobody else picks it up, I'm good. That's great already.
We're talking about the new CD that you got out.
Yeah, Is It Love?
Is It Love? Tell New York about it.
Well, smooth jazz, 11 original compositions, a couple remakes, one remake of a Temptation tune off a Phoenix Rising album, or CD, excuse me, Just Like I Told You. And also I did a remake of Sherelle's song, Everything You Miss at Home.
Okay.
A lot of piano, a couple vocal tunes, but very accessible.
Okay.
And it's been going very well around the country.
Well, we've been getting a lot of positive feedback on the album. Weedy Wee, Is It Love, those are two hottest ones.
Oh, man, Weedy Wee, that's my baby.
That's your baby? Tell me about Weedy Wee.
Well, Weedy Wee, actually, that was one of the only tunes I didn't write on a CD. And a buddy of mine wrote it, and it's named after all the women in his life. His wife, his mother, his aunt, his daughters, and the initials spelled out Weedy Wee.
Weedy Wee.
You know, but it's funky, it's a good groove, it's good to solo on. You know, it's always, actually that's in our shows, that's when we close the show with.
Okay.
It's very energetic.
Mentioning your shows, tell me something about your solo activities.
Oh, solo activities, well, I'm from Michigan, so around Detroit I'm always doing something.
Okay.
I had an opportunity to play with Anita Baker a couple of months ago. We have some shows coming up around Christmas time for nonprofit organizations, one for the auto show in January. We have a showcase at the Upper Room in Livonia, Michigan, coming up on the 10th. And we're planning actually a week worth of engagements in Toronto in March, including some in-stores, a couple of live performances. I also play straight ahead music, so at the Jazz Club up there, you know. So yeah, we're trying to stay busy.
Keeping you busy.
Hey, I'm going to be busy.
Now tell me, how do you manage this career as a solo artist and as the musical director of Legendary Temptation?
It's easy when you love what you do.
Say it again.
When you love what you do. I mean, it's labor of love. I don't mind getting up practicing. I don't mind getting up playing, because that's what I do. I mean, I think about all the people throwing steel. You know, I can't cry about that. And getting home, you know, going home getting mad.
Yeah.
The boss ain't paying them. So
okay.
I'm my own boss. I do what I want to do. And if so happens one day, or on this particular Saturday, I want to chill out for a minute, I can chill out.
You can do it.
But it hasn't happened in a long time. So I'm just happy to be around.
Hey, man. Now, we know you got your own website out.
Mm-hmm.
On the internet, why don't you give New York the web address?
Yes, almckenzie.com, almckenzie.com. And you can also get Temptations tour dates as well as my tour dates, information, battle information on me, and of course, links to the other Temptations. Check me out, almckenzie.com.
Yeah, can they get the new CD on your website?
They can get the new CD on the website as well as Amazon.com, CD Baby, CD Now. And I'm pretty, as far as the web, I'm pretty out there now.
A lot of my listeners call and ask me and say, Maurice, when are you going to make it available on your site? So I'm talking to the man. We're going to make it available, right?
Man, make it available.
Make it available to
him. Make it available to him.
All right. Goodness.
What you waiting for, Maurice? We losing money.
Well, to all of your fans out there that's listening to us tonight on this interview, what would you like to say to them?
Thank you, New York, for hanging out with me. Appreciate you. And hopefully soon I'll be out here doing a concert.
Hopefully
very soon.
Once again, that's Al McKenzie, musical director of the legendary Temptations.
Boy.